Why Terrorism Works. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Terrorists don't have much real power, but they leverage it very well because they know that we in the news business inevitably end up helping them spread the fear. TV news this week has been imprinting us with terrorist portraits, security cam clips of the terrorist attacks, rebroadcasts of terrorist threat videos, articles from terrorist magazines, even a documentary about ISIS schools educating toddler terrorists. And then at the same time, showing us swarms of Syrian refugees headed right this way. As a result, in the space of a week, we went from the attack on Paris, which everyone agrees was outrageous and unforgivable, to seeing every Syrian refugee as a potential terrorist. And this created so much public pressure that on Thursday, House Democrats joined Republicans in passing a bill to require that no refugee may enter this country from Iraq or Syria unless the FBI director, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and the Director of National Intelligence each sign off on the application. And all this has again reinforced the stereotype that Muslim equals terrorist. Personally, I don't think that's fair. But fair or not, it's happening. And unless some modern-day Lawrence of Arabia can assemble a Muslim army to lead and win the fight against ISIS, it looks like we're going to be committing American soldiers to yet another war in the Middle East, which we will win, but which is likely to have the ultimate effect of recruiting yet another generation of angry jihadists. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.